All right, I'm just having everybody so I can keep track. First, last name in school.
Nelson Cordes, Normandy Panthers.
And Coach, you coming in. This is now your fourth season. Wow, that's hard to believe. But,
yes, sir.
Yeah, fourth season now in Normandy, coming off of last season. How have you seen the program grow in your time there?
Well, I think our kids are, you know, what I've explained to them, too, is they're buying to me, and they know what we're doing, you know, so we don't have to sell that. They know what the expectations are. They know what is expected out of practice. They know what's expected out of the weight room. They know what expected in, you know, in the locker room, how we carry ourselves. So that's, like, the easiest thing to me. That's the last thing we have to worry about now is, you know, what are they going to be like when they show up? What are they going to think? They're starting to understand the way we think, and they're starting to think that way, and getting better at that. But then at the same time, you know, you always got to get better at that. But then we can go out and focus on the little things we need to do, like get better at football games.
And I heard you talk with Matt Trent earlier. You guys building a new stadium, is that right?
Well, what we did is through the bond that we passed last year, we were able to build new home stands. So we switched our home stands, new press box, track. And if you haven't been over there, we have baseball, softball, got new backstops, and the netting system is great. You know, new scoreboards for softball, baseball, and football. So it's really, it looks like a totally different school now if you come over there. If you've been over there in the past, but if you come over there now, you're going to see that it's totally different now.
I'm sure that's something that the kids, and especially you, take a lot of pride in, and the fans as well. That being said, for this season, what do you feel are some real strengths of y'all's coming into this year?
Well, it goes back to kids understanding those expectations, what we need to do, and, like, we can all look at, you know, the past success and you know, past failures, whatever it is, but every kid is as motivated as I am. They understand where I come from, and they kind of know, hey, this is what coach wants us to do, this is what we want to do, and it's very much aligned. So it's not like we have to, you know, talk about expectations, because they know we want to win a district championship, they know we want to make the playoffs, they know we want to have a winning season, they know we want to compete every single week. So they know those things already. So I think that's very helpful. And then, you know, it's going to be what we need to do in between that is our focus on what we need to do each and every week to do those things.
What's this team going to look like? Is it going to be a veteran-led squad? Is it going to be some younger guys?
Well, I mean, we're going to have some guys who have experience, who have been on that varsity for a while. We did lose some seniors, but at the same time, you know, I mentioned earlier on another interview, I said, you know, we might lose some players on the field, but we're gaining players in the program. So there's a lot of kids in our program that have been with what we're doing, know exactly what we're doing, been on varsity maybe 2 or 3 years, so they know what it's like. They've been on the playoff team. They've been, you know, on the teams that have struggled or whatever you want to say. So they know what it takes. They know what it takes to win playoff games, and they know what it takes to win district championships. And so they know that, and then we have a great mix of that. And then we have the young kids coming in that, again, are program kids too. So, I mean, you know, as far as all that, you know, the senior leadership, the veterans, that kind of stuff, you know, that kind of goes out the window a little bit, because it's going to be, you know, who are we right now? You know, there might be a junior who's our leader. There might be a sophomore who's our leader. There might be a, you know, senior who steps up and is the leader, you know, and it's wide open, and they know that, and so they're going to be competing for that.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this year.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.